Hi, and a very good Thursday morning to you. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Goff. Well, we talked yesterday about setting six record highs this month, and today looks to be number seven. As we have not hit 80 degrees yet this month, we will be today in spots, despite a little bit of patchy fog around this morning. After that, things start a slow decline as far as the weather goes, and then that decline will accelerate as we head through the weekend and beyond. So we'll get into all that coming up here in just a minute, but just wanted to give you an idea of what we're going to be talking about this morning weather-wise. Some patchy fog around, especially as you head across the southern Berkshires into the Litchfield Hills of Connecticut, and into even as you get outside of the Hudson Valley east. We're going to be dealing with a little bit of patchy fog there throughout portions of Columbia County down into Dutchess County as well. But the sun will win out today a little bit earlier than it did yesterday. Remember, yesterday we had those low clouds, some fog, even some patchy drizzle around. But the sun will do a better job today, and the southwest wind will help things out too in terms of keeping the atmosphere mixed up, and it will dissipate any fog that we have as we head through about the next hour or two. And with that extra sunshine, temperatures will respond nicely. After hitting highs yesterday in the mid-70s, today's highs will be in the low 80s. So we will be in pretty good shape there. Again, I've not hit 80 degrees yet this month, but we will as we head through this afternoon, and another record high looks to fall. Now, for the night tonight, we'll see some clouds thickening up as a cold front drops down from the north. And in doing so, with the clouds in place, our temperatures will be at couple of degrees milder than what we're seeing right now. We'll call for overnight lows ranging anywhere from the upper 40s to the mid-50s all across the WAMC listening area. Now, through the day here tomorrow, we'll have a couple of showers overnight, by the way, up across the Adirondacks, and then perhaps a few leftover showers into the Catskills early tomorrow morning. But after that, though, the skies will continue to clear out from north to south across our area, and temperatures will be pretty decent again tomorrow, especially for late March, with highs into the upper 60s and lower 70s. But after that, though, temps start to go downhill, as does our weather. Heading into the weekend, we'll have an area of low pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere that is spinning its way over the state of Oklahoma right now. That will take a bit of a right-hand turn, and it will make an advance toward the mid-Atlantic coast. And in doing so, another little storm will pop up right off the coast, and that will be kind of the beginning of the end for us in terms of our great weather. We'll get into some clouds to start off today on Saturday. Some showers will be moving in from the west and southwest as we head through the afternoon and into the evening. It looks to be arriving in the Catskills. Again, tough to put a time on it this far out, but it looks to be arriving in the Catskills, say, through about the late afternoon hours, and then encroaching on the rest of our area from southwest to northeast as we head through our Saturday evening. Again, a high on Saturday comes of 60 degrees. Now, starting off the morning on your Sunday, we'll do so with some showers as well. Perhaps some breaks in the overcast as we head through our Sunday afternoon, but a much cooler day with highs staying only in the upper 40s to the mid-50s across the WAMC listening area. A mainly cloudy day on Monday as well with a high of only 50 degrees. And how about a high on Tuesday? Again, as it looks now, a high on Tuesday staying only in the mid-40s. And then we'll be back to the mid-50s as we head into the middle of next week. So the bottom line is, folks, enjoy the day while you can. Tomorrow also not bad at all. In fact, a nice day tomorrow, too, with highs in the 80s today, 70s tomorrow, but then, again, going downhill as we head into the weekend and beyond. That's it for now. Hope you have a great morning, and we'll check your forecast again just after noon. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Goff.